We have proof. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you in the name of Jesus. We're so grateful that our online members are with us this morning. We are thankful that God has blessed in Texas. I believe they're okay in Texas, right? Amen. I thank God. Amen. Amen. And I think that we are blessed in Hawaii because it was reduced to a tropical storm.
Amen.
Amen. So praise the Lord. Amen. I don't know who your God is, but my God is the bomb. Amen. He can do what he want to do. Amen. And I thank God for all that he is and all that he's done. He is the true and living God. Thank God for the prayer team that's here this morning that's going to be praying for those that are seeking prayer and those that want to be a part of this global prayer ministry. I don't say international, I say global, because it is. And we've got proof. We've got proof that this is a global ministry. This is not just something at our back door. The Lord is using this little house on this little corner to make a big difference in the spiritual kingdom. And I'm really, really proud to be a part of it. I told Pastor Sandy once, I said, I can't believe how he took two knuckleheads and started something so great. I said, between me and him, we make one good pastor. Amen. Amen. I mean that because there's no way he could have did it by himself. And there is no way I could have did it by myself. And there's no way we could have did it without our wives and the saints and the body to be here and to do what they do. So I give all praise and all honor to God for who he is and what he's doing. And I pray that people are entering the chat rooms and people are coming in so they can get some prayers. I need you. We want you to understand, we don't charge for prayer. You know, if you're sick, that, you know, send in $50 and your prayer request. If you got a broken leg, that's $40. But we don't do that. That's just crazy. We freely receive and freely we give. We pray with you and for you because that's what the Lord has commanded us to do. And that's what we want to do. These people are not here and praying and communicating with global members just because they're on the payroll. This is all because of the love of God. This has nothing to do with anybody getting anything. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. This is because this is what we want to do. We're not charging for what we do. The only thing we ask people to donate for are the t-shirts, because we just can't afford to give away t-shirts. But everything else that we do, materials, oils, talits, whatever we have, dog tags, everything, we give it to you free and we send it to you free, because we are depending on God. We are not soliciting or trying to pick your pockets.
Amen.
Amen. And so when we ask you to pray, there's no strings attached, there's no gimmick, there's no nothing. If you need prayer, you let us know. We're here to pray for you. If you want someone to pray with you on the phone, we got somebody for that. If you want to send your prayers in through email and you don't want to wait 6 months for somebody to answer, we have somebody for that. If you want to just be a part of the prayers of the prayer team, we have a team of believers that pray. If you're a man and you just want to be prayed over by men because they understand what you're dealing with and what you're going through, we have a men's prayer team. It's called SALT. S-A-L-T, the acronyms, and I'll tell you what it means when I remember. It's the bomb. We have a group. These are global prayer teams. We're sanctified ambassadors, living in truth. Sanctified ambassadors living in truth. This is a men's prayer group that will take you under its wings. And if you're serious about Christ, they're serious about you. Amen. And they'll pray with you and for you. And when the Lord builds you up, you can join them praying for other men around the world. This is a big deal. This is a big deal. We're not a little church. This is a big deal. And if you want to be a part of this ministry, all you got to do is say, I want to be a part of this ministry. Amen. Bam, you in. No blood tests, no scanning the eyebrow, you know, no taking the DNA test, nothing. Amen. Amen. So I want to pray for the people in general before we go to specifics. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Amen. I want to, if you could bring that over here, I want to, and I'm asking that each person that's going to be praying with us today, that this is going to be what we do on, if you're going to be part of the prayer, to help pray. I need you to. I need you to. Hold on, Pastor Nicole. I'm going to hold it for you, and then you hold it for others.
Okay.
You already did?
For me.
Yes. Okay. And then if you're going to be part of it, if you're going to be helping us pray or at any portion of this, I need you to, because we want everyone covered. We want everyone covered. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. We thank you for the loved ones that you have brought to this ministry around the globe, around the world. People from every corner of the globe have contacted us or are members of this ministry that have blessed us in some way with their prayers, with their kind words, with their gifts, with their support, with their likes. We give you praise. We thank you. Father, there are people that will be contacting us today that are in need of prayer. They are in need of deliverance. They will be in need of lifting up. They're dealing with things that they don't know how to deal with. They're up against battles that they don't know how to fight. And they're asking that we would help see them through. Father, we are praying for all of those people that contact us and those that could or those that should. We're praying for each and every individual, each family, each group of people, each church that has been ordained by the Spirit of God, each person that is lifting up the name of Jesus. We pray right now that you would forgive them, forgive us of all sin and unrighteousness. Forgive us of anything that is not like you. Forgive us of anything that does not please you and edify the kingdom of God. Forgive us, Lord, of anything that we have said or done that is against the Holy Spirit. We bless you, Lord, for allowing us the opportunity to pray and to give back what you have given unto us and to pour into others that which you have poured into us. Bless each ministry that you have called, each mouthpiece that you have called, each church that you have called, each pastor, each member, each minister, every evangelist, every deacon, every teacher, every person that believes, everyone that is called by your name, everyone that has said, for God I live and for God I die, we pray this morning. We thank you for blessing them in Hawaii. We thank you for blessing them in Texas. We thank you for blessing them in Afghanistan. We thank you for blessing the children. We thank you for the prayers that you have already answered. We give you praise and we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. All right, somebody tell me who needs some prayer this morning. Somebody talk to me. Amen. Oh, I do want to pray for... No, don't stop. I do want to pray for Catalina. Catalina, whenever you listen to this prayer, whenever you hear this prayer, when you hear your name mentioned, you need to understand that the Lord is with you and he is fighting your battles and he will be with you as long as you lift up the name of Jesus and you have the authority to cast out anything that is not right in your atmosphere. Catalina, you are able to rebuke those demons that are trying to come into your atmosphere. You are able to reject them and to cast them out in the name of Jesus. Don't sit down on the power that God has given you. Don't sit down on the authority that God has shared with you. Don't sit down on the wisdom that God has shared with you. Use the power that God has given you. He said, we have not because we ask not. Ask the Lord to teach you how to utilize the gifts that you are already equipped with. God will show you. Father, those people that have the gift of prayer, those people that have the gift of prophecy, of praise and worship, the gift of study, knowledge, and understanding, the gift of helping others, let your perfect will be done in Jesus' name. All right, Pastor, who we got? Who we got?
Trinity.
That name sounds familiar. Trinity. Yeah. Amen. She had a seizure. Yes. How old is she? Do you know?
She's
14. 14. Yeah. She had a seizure yesterday. Did they know what caused it?
Her sister had an anxiety attack. So we really need to lift that
hand. Like the household is
And
Thomas had, he's had a double hernia surgery.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Okay. It sounds like that house is under attack.
Yes.
But I know they know Jesus.
Yes.
It sounds like that house is under attack, but I know they know Jesus. I know they know Christ. First, we're going to pray for Trinity. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Pastor Drea, get a little oil and put it in my hand. La Nisi Ala Michan. Asia, anybody online? Anybody in the chat rooms? Yeah, Isa Ukamia. Oh, you might have to pour some in there, baby girl. I'm sorry. Shamir Yashamal Noam Yechan. Ayana Misan. She's 14. She had a seizure. Those things can lead to all kind of stuff. Amen. Mother Brenda, why are you standing all the way in the back? You know I don't need you back there. Asamia Iki Salama. This is for Trinity and her family. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you. Father, you understand what's going through, what that family's going through. You understand what they're dealing with. You understand the situation and the problem. I want to call her Casey, but it's Chrissy. Come here. You're going to stand here for Trinity. Put your hands like this. Miss you, I'm here. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as Chrissy stands in for Trinity, we're asking that you would relieve, God, that you would relieve the pressure, that you would give her peace in her mind. God! Whatever spirits that have attached itself to that young child, I am rebuking it right now in the name of Jesus. I'm calling it out in the name of Jesus. By the power and the blood of the Lamb, we're calling out that spirit in the name of Jesus. We rebuke it right now. We cast it out and we cast it down right now. And every spirit that dares to come into that home, we cast it out in the name of Jesus. For greater is he that's in us than anything that is in the world. We rebuke everything in that atmosphere that does not reflect the power of the living God. We cast down everything that comes against the word of God. Anything that is not like God in that house. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus and let healing and peace and deliverance enter into that Christian home. For greater is he that's in us than anything that is in the world. Deliver those children. Heal those hernias. God, give peace and let your harmony resume in that home. Let your peace guide that home. And we cast out anything that is not like you. We bless you. From this moment on, we claim their victory. We claim their victory. We claim their victory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Any home that's dealing with issues, it doesn't have to be you. It could be something that has attached itself to you because of maybe you were at a family gathering and somebody else had something and those spirits look for people to attach themselves to. You may not think this is real, but this is real. The Bible says we war not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities in heavenly or in high places. This is a spiritual battle, and the spirit realm is not playing. You can act like you don't know who God is if you want to. The spirit realm is not playing. They understand what time it is. They know what's going on. They know that's what's wrong. Nuisance and his family and people like them, talking about the governor, they understand spiritual warfare. They know what's going on. They don't want the churches to open and lift up prayer. He's talking about now, even if you go in your homes and have some kind of praise service, that's illegal. How are you going to tell me what I can do in my house? Amen. That's a freedom of speech. So they understand that this is spiritual. This is not your friend bothering your friend. These are spirits. Amen. 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 I'm gonna need y'all to go out that way. Go out that way. Go out that way. Amen. And close the door. This is not physical. This is spiritual. Lock the door. This is not physical. This is a spiritual battle. And this is a spiritual warfare. And we need to understand that we are dealing with spiritual entities. And if you don't, and they love the fact that you don't believe it, because then they can operate freely because you don't believe they exist. And so they can do whatever they want to do, any way they want to do it. You don't think they exist. And so they can come in and they can have their way. But those of you that know who Christ is, see, the governor, they understand that this is spiritual. And when the saints get to praying together, and when the saints start lifting up the name of Jesus, and when we start rebuking the enemy in Jesus' name, they understand that that interferes with what they're doing. Yes. And so since they can't stop you from having a relationship with God, maybe they can shut you up. Make it easier for them to do what they're trying to do. They understand what's going on, and their prayer is, you don't understand. Amen. Their prayer is that you don't get it, that you don't understand that this is a spiritual battle, that you still watching CNN and taking your cues from Fox News and everything. And it's not about that. This battle is about your soul. This is about your eternity. This is not about where you're going to be in 50 years. This is about where you're going to be when you leave here. Amen. Do y'all get it? That's what this is about. This whole thing, the COVID and the all this stuff that they're doing, it's about spiritual warfare. It is not about, Satan don't like you because God loves you. You are just another number to him. All these people that think that they're going to be helping Satan rule in hell, he in hell too. Ain't nobody going to be ruling in hell. They all going to be in hell. Ain't no party down there. And all these people that think, oh, Satan's going to let me do this, and he's going to let me do that, all y'all going to be in hell. Ain't nobody ruling nothing. And even if he could, do you think he would let you rule with him anyway? You put your trust in the creator of lies. You put in your faith in a liar. He created lies. Lies started with him. He is the creator of lies, and you think you're the only one he's telling the truth to. You're the only one that he's up front with. Don't be stupid. He don't like you. And soon as this is over, you're going to be in hell, just like him, if you don't change while you have a chance. Church, please don't think this is not real. Spiritual warfare is real. And that's what we're in the middle of. And the warfare is over your soul. Amen. So I said all that to say this. If you're... There's a method to my madness. There's a point to this. I said all that to say this. If you are dealing with spiritual matters in your home, if you are under attack in your home, if you are under attack, you can't sleep. You fall a dream. You've fallen off mountains. You're waking up four times a night. You don't know. Listen, we can help you with that. We have scriptures that you can read every night before you go to bed. Prayers that you can pray. We can help you with this. That's our job. And listen, we ain't gonna be here forever. Our time is limited. You need to get this. You can get this. Noah wasn't there forever. It just looked like he was. And then one day, he was gone. Amen. They never thought Noah was gonna leave. And then one day, he was gone. And it was all over. And all the times, I wish I coulda, I shoulda, I wish I had a, they don't mean a thing. Amen? And so I'm praying for all of you that are having issues in your home. There are spirits that have attached themselves to you. There are things that are going on. We're praying, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are worthy of all praise and all righteousness. Father, those people that are dealing with spirits and entities, and they haven't been taught how to deal with it. Oh, God, it's so much to teach. Music. I hear tick, tick, tock is bad. Mute this. Oh, there's so many things. And because you're not taught what not to listen to, because you're not taught what to keep out of your atmosphere, you just let everything in, and then you wonder why I'm so messed up. Why are my kids climbing on top of the ceiling? Why my husband won't stay home? Why my wife won't come back? You wonder why things are so messed up. And but you don't realize it's spiritual. is spiritual. It's spiritual. La isi alaykum. Help those people that are battling with spiritual matters. Help those people that are battling and they don't even know what they're battling. Help those people that are trying to fight things and they can't see. Help them to understand they can't do this without the Holy Spirit. They can't do this without you, Father. They can't do this without your guidance and protection. They can't do, because if they could have did it without you, they wouldn't be in a position already.
Yes.
Teach them how to be taught in Jesus' name. All right.
Vicky is asking for prayer for healing in her knee. She has arthritis in her knee.
Uh-huh.
And she's struggling with lower back pain and pain in her feet.
Amen. Amen. Vicky, we are great. Is that Vicky Dietz by
yes.
chance? Hi, Vicky. How you doing? Amen. We're going to pray for you, Vicky. We're going to pray for Vicky. Go pray for Vicky. Okay. Amen. We're going to pray for Vicky. La misio. What a faithful servant she is in the name of Jesus. First of all, let me tell you something, Vicky. I remembered your name. That's how special you are to me, because names are not my thing. Let me tell you, I can know you for 30 years and ask you what your name is. It's just not, I'm not senile, I'm not crazy. It's just not my thing. Now, I can tell you what we did 30 years ago. I can tell you what was happening, but your name, don't be offended. Amen. But the fact that I remembered Vicky Dietz, amen. Bala Sharomi. Vicky, whether you are completely delivered and healed here or on your way up, you will be healed in the name of Jesus. You are a soldier in the army of the Lord. And not just Vicky, but so many other strong believers in Christ, whether they are a member of this global church or not, I'm praying for all of you that are having issues in your bodies, dealing with arthritis and dealing with pain and dealing with this and dealing with that. I get it. Thank God I'm not dealing with any of that yet, but I get it. I thank God in the name of Jesus that it has not stopped your relationship with God. Because sometimes people get sick and they're like, all right, God, I'll be back when I'm finished. You know, when I feel better, Lord, I'll be back. You know, you might not ever feel better, especially if your relationship is based on whether or not, because Satan's going to make sure you don't feel better, to make sure you don't make it back. But Father, we're praying for all of those that love you, but they're still dealing with the body. Issues with the body. This body was never made to last forever. This body was not made to be here forever. Those that are dealing with issues with their body, their minds, their bodies, Lord, you are able to heal and deliver. You are able to touch them. Even if you don't completely heal them, give them some relief. Somebody help me say relief. Come on, Lord, give them some relief. Lord, give them some relief so that they will be reassured. Not that we don't know, but that they'll be reassured that, yes, Lord, you did hear my prayer. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Healing and deliverance in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Jared, his wife filed for divorce, but he wants his marriage. So he's asking for prayer for restoration with
him. Amen. Amen. I get it. Amen. It can, it's a gut kick, especially when it's something you don't want. Amen. Or you realize, okay, I see what I did or what happened, or I see how maybe we could have avoided this. Okay, I'm ready to fix it now. Amen. It's a matter of the heart. It's a heart issue. We need to pray that if it's God's will, because we don't know what's working here. If this is God working, that singular person working, or something else in the atmosphere working. So what we need to do is pray that the Father's perfect will be done. Father, whatever your perfect will is for that marriage, my desire for that marriage is to come together, but only you know what is your perfect will for that relationship. Whatever is necessary, Father, whatever you deem necessary with that marriage, let it be in the name of Jesus. I pray that this is a believer that's asking, and I pray that asking regarding another believer, that they will take it to God before they take it to the courts. That they will take it to the throne before they take it to the courtroom. Amen. Because God may want to do something, work something out with this thing. And if you've got your mind made up and you have not consulted God about this, you could be making a horrific mistake.
Yes.
Amen. I don't know what's happening in it. Only y'all know, maybe. God knows for certain. But we're going to ask the Lord if he would step in and let his perfect will be done. Because no matter what I ask God, my main goal is, God, no matter what I ask, let your will be done. Because sometimes I don't know. I don't know. I'm asking, Lord, help. Lord, heal me. He's like, I don't want to heal you. I want to bring you home. You know, Lord, give me that Mercedes I've been asking. Well, no, I have a Benz I want to give you. I mean, I'm asking for one thing. God may be wanting to do something else. And so in spite of what I ask the Lord for, my ultimate desire is that God's perfect will be done.
Yes.
Amen. And that's what I'm asking for. What's his name?
Jared.
And that's what I'm asking for you, Jared.
Jared.
I'm asking that God's perfect will be done. But if you are a believer, and I believe that you are because you are contacting us, but you don't have to be to contact us. But if you are a believer, I'm asking you to put it on the throne, give it to God, and then allow God the freedom to do whatever he wants to do. Because I have heard of people that have divorced and got back together.
Yep.
I have heard of that.
Yes.
I've heard them divorced, got back together, and had kids.
Yes.
It is not impossible. And so when they repoed my car, people think, oh, they repoed my car, I ain't never gonna get it back. We got the money, went down there, paid, and got the car back.
Yeah.
Car broke down finally, went and bought a brand new one. God's got ways to do stuff.
Yeah.
You just gotta give God the freedom to do it. Am I telling the truth, Pastor Nicole? God's got a way of doing stuff, but sometimes if it's not done this way, it wasn't God. You can't think like that.
Yeah. Wow.
Your mind, your brain is right here. God has no limits.
Yes.
Your thought process is that big.
Yep.
God has no limit.
Yes.
Don't try to push God into your little pea brain. I'm not talking about you, son. What's his name, Jared? I'm not calling your brain pea brain. I'm just saying, sometimes we get caught up in that and we don't let God do his thing.
Yes.
So I'm praying, but I'm praying that God's perfect will be done. And I'm praying that you and your wife, because she's still your wife, will take it to the throne and let God decide what must be done.
Yeah.
Amen. And not just them, but anybody in this situation. Because remember, if you got, especially if there are children, you don't know who's watching you. You don't know who's taking their cues from you, good or bad.
Yeah.
And you can't just make decisions based on how you feel.
Yeah.
Because I can guarantee you it's not just about you. So remember, it's not whatever choices and decisions you make, it's not just about you. You have to consider all the aspects, everything that will be changed because of your choice. Amen? Amen. And what were God's plans for your life before you decided to make a choice? You know, maybe God has some ideas for your life too. Have you consulted him about that? Talk to God before you make drastic decisions that you can't change.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Andrew is asking for a prayer for his family.
Hey, Andrew.
The first generation of family that broke the Freemasonry.
What? First generation of his family that has broken from Freemasonry. Masonry is demonic witchcraft. Masonry, Eastern Star, they got a couple of them other ones that they have set up in churches. Eastern Stars, Masonry, yoga, all that Oprahism, all that madness, all that new age, all that stuff is witchcraft and it is demonic. And they got it in the church. Oh, I guess I should get back to him. Oh yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead. Well, I'm actually not sorry because y'all needed to hear that, but go ahead.
Andrew has two sons.
Andrew.
Who suffers from depression.
Yes.
And Joseph, his neck, he survived and recovered, but they're both under serious attack.
Wow, he broke his neck.
Boy.
And he survived.
And recovered.
and recovered. Tell me somebody wasn't praying in that house. Somebody in that family was praying. God broke his neck, recovered, and still under attack. What's his name, Nikki? Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh my God. There's so many things to acknowledge in that prayer. First of all, you've broken away. The first generation that has broken away from that deep-rooted demonic witchcraft and sorcery. Oh my God. It's so deep-rooted in the world. Oh my God. The skull and bones, Illuminati, all that stuff. It's demonic with Catholicism, the Pope, all that stuff. Demonic, demonic, demonic. The Pope is talking, they're saying now, I read, oh, well, it looks like Jesus ain't coming. And then they said, we got to get rid of the Bible and we're going to write our own book. I just read that last week. They're saying, first of all, they weren't really reading the Bible in the first place. Okay, but those of you that snuck out and read your Bible, now it's canceled. They got their own Bible that they're going to put up that you go, how are you going to, well, that's crazy. False prophets. You're going to change what God said. You can't change what God said. You can just speak other than what God said, but you can't change what, because they taught me a long time ago, truth don't change. The truth will always last. The truth will always be the same. Speak out, Lord. The family that's dealing with all these things, the enemy is mad because you all aren't slaves anymore. The enemy's mad because you broke away. You may have broken away, but he's saying you're not getting away. But God says, I can do all things. You can do all things through Christ. Y'all know that scripture. God says, come to me. I'll take care of that.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
You are in the hands of the Most High God. God healed your broken neck. You kind of tell me, God. God is worthy. We're praying for that family. That every demon will be put under subjection. That every person in that house will be healed. Every person in that atmosphere will feel the presence of the Most High God. That the Lord himself will send his angels, his spirit, his power, his authority to cleanse that atmosphere and to clean everything that is not like him and heal that family that broke away from demons, that family that broke away from that witchcraft, that family that's been healed through pain and sorrow, that family that has held on to this presence and the Spirit of God through trials and tribulations, that family, and not just this family, but the families that dare to hold on to the true and living God. We're praying that you would lift them up above the fray and that you would hold them in your arms and protect them. Build a shield, a hedge around them so that the enemy will not destroy them. For these are your children. These are the sheep of your pasture. Watch over and protect them. Let no harm come to them. Build them up so that they can fight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. We're also praying for those soldiers in Afghanistan. I haven't heard from you in a couple weeks. I would love to hear from you. I would love to know how you're doing. And not just them. If we have any military personnel anywhere, please contact us. Maybe we can send you a basket, a Bible, some cookies. I know somebody, I know two women here that make fudge cookies. I mean, one with nuts and one without. We can send you some stuff. We can do something. I want to pray for our men and women in blue.
Yes.
Not just in SoCal,
yes,
but they're hitting it all over the place.
Yes.
I know they're not all saved. And you got bad apples in church, so,
yes,
you know, I mean, but there are an awful lot of them that are good people. And there are a lot of them that know who Christ is. And just because they're wearing a uniform or they're plain clothes or just because they're in the force, that doesn't mean they don't know Christ. They got a job to do too. And the people that are doing these horrible things to people that keep us safe, you ought to be shaming yourself. And you need to remember, the Bible says, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sow, that shall he also reap. Just like you're pulling out all the stops to try to cause all this damage, you got to go step two. Amen. What goes around comes around. You don't have to read the Bible to know that. And whatever you put out, it's coming back. Amen. Remember, when you plant a seed, it's like that. When it finished growing, it can be like that. It may not look like what the one you put out, it might not look that small, but you don't know how it's coming back to you or to your family, the people that are around you. You don't know how that thing is going to come back. And you're putting out all this stuff against people that have done nothing to you. You don't know how that's coming back. And some of those people belong to God.
Yes.
The Bible says, woe unto God, prophets, no harm. You cannot treat the people of God any way you choose just because the law says so. Amen?
Yeah.
We want to pray for every law enforcement person everywhere, every state, every country that's dealing with people that hate them because of their jobs, that hate them because they aren't thinking straight, that are doing things. We're praying against Black Lives Matter, against that demonic force, against those demons, against Soros, against that. We're praying against that. And what's that other one? Black Lives Matter. And what's the other one?
Antifa.
We're praying against that. We're praying against that. Yeah. Your day is coming. Yeah. Your day is coming. Your moment is coming. Your day is coming. Your time is coming. You need to stop before it gets worse. Your time is coming. God is not sitting back just waiting for you to get tired. He's got a plan. And if you're on the wrong side of that plan, you're going to wish you've never met them. Father God, in the name of, is that all for the prayers? No chat prayers? No prayers? No nothing? Okay. I think they're just trying to shut me up, Pastor.
We have chat prayers, but that's something.
Oh, the prayer team's going to come. Okay, so it's not that there are no more prayers. It's that prayer that the prayer team's going to, okay, I got that. Amen. Is Pastor Sandy here?
He's right around the corner.
He's right around the corner. Okay, I got a couple minutes in. Amen. 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 I need y'all to stretch your hand out. Those of you online or that will be online, stretch your hand out this way. Listen, I have a spirit of prayer in me. Prayer is what God gave me. It is anointed. It is hot. It is real prayer. When I'm standing here praying with you and for you, it is this power of God that is streaming through me for you. It is not me. It is the power of God that is operating through me. It is not me. I have no authority. I have no power of my own. I have nothing. I am just a vessel that God has chosen to use for this purpose. And so when I ask you, do you need prayer? I'm asking you because I am feeling I am anointed to pray for you. I'm not the only one. There are many anointed soldiers here that are also praying for you. So when you call and leave messages, when Mother Brenda calls you person to person, when you send emails to S4C praying with you, and Mother Niera is addressing your emails and sending them back, when our prayer team, and we have a world now prayer team, when our prayer team gets together through the week and they're praying for God, praying to God for you and calling out your name and your situation, and they're praying for you, we are serious about what we're doing. This is God's work. We are serious, and we've been doing it for 16 years. God is here, and I think the secret is about to get out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you understand the language of the heart of your people. You understand what we are dealing with, and those that are dealing suffering, those that are going through, those who have lost their jobs, those who don't know where their next meal's coming from, those who are homeless or on the verge of being homeless, those who don't have utilities in their home, those, Lord, whose children, they don't know where their children are. Lord, the parents are gone and the children don't know where the parents are. Father, those people that are dealing with things that they cannot control, we are standing in the gap for those very people. We're standing in the gap for those people that don't know how to pray, that don't understand the power of the presence of God in prayer. They don't understand the power of praise. They don't know, and they don't have anyone to help them, to build them up. But Father, we are standing in the gap for them, and we are standing with them in unity, because you said where there are two or three gathered together in your name, touching and agreeing, Lord, you said you would be in the midst. We're praying for every soldier. We're praying for every believer. We're praying for every soul, every child. Lord, shut down the abortion clinics. Close the mouths of those that are pro-abortion. Close their mouths. Shut down the system. Shut it down, Lord. Shut it down. For in Psalms, you said, it is you that have made us and not we ourselves. You said, we are your sheep and the sheep of your pasture. Father, they're killing someone that does not belong to them. We know that they're in heaven, but the wrong that they've done, Lord, those that are wrong, Lord, repay the righteous blood. Avenge the blood of the righteous. Avenge the blood of the righteous. If you're listening now and you're debating whether or not to have an abortion, call me, email me, text me. You cannot destroy a life that God made, whether it was by force or by accident. Call us so that we can pray with you. You don't want to be accountable for destroying someone. It's not something, but someone that God created. We pray for all of our believers, all of your believers, all of your children, everywhere around the world. We're praying because our time is coming and we will soon be with you in the cloud. In the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come on, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen.